When this grown man business come to it, that's when all that shit go out the window. Ain't no more talking. It's all action.
Off that
5100, he gonna feel some type of way, but I look at that shit strong. Cause man, his wife gotta books me. I pulled his wife, books me, pulled up her phone number, pulled up the address, text his wife, talking about when can I get my head done. Let him know off the rip, boy, you ain't disappearing, you ain't ghosting nobody. If I wanted you, I would have had you.
Hell yeah.
Grown man business don't hit little boys.
That's what I'm saying.
That nigga in his 40s.
Damn.
I ain't heard about it. He owe me 5100 right now. On paper, I could have just reported him to the IRS. I could have just reported him to the attorney general. I looked at that shit like, man, if anything, I got me a new job already.
What's good, my shit? Damn. What's good, my steamers? How y'all doing this morning, today? You know, shit. Man, today, my topic today is the young niggas. I know I said to say about five times, but it's about young niggas. These 2020 young niggas. Because when we was young niggas, it was like, nigga, you know better, you feel me? It's certain shit you do, it's certain shit you don't. These young niggas ain't got no fucks given. But hey, that's why all these niggas dying back to back. You can't blame the government or nothing like that. It's the young niggas and how they not thinking. Because it ain't the way they thinking. Them motherfuckers ain't thinking at all. Like, excuse me. But, like, nigga, you can't name one young nigga that you know that's living how he want to live, all wild and shit, no fucks given, and come out good without dying. Fuck jail. These niggas dying back to back. Well, nigga, when we was young niggas, bitch, it's certain places and time to do shit just like real niggas know. You do shit certain place, certain time, you feel me? But shit, there ain't no rules in this game at all. At all. But yeah, these young niggas wild. What y'all think about y'all niggas? Like, comment under this email. Y'all gotta start emailing me fucking topics and shit, cause, or just sit y'all wanna hear. Email me questions, email me, you know, send me a number to call and, you know, shit like that. Just give me something to further entertain y'all, to pull y'all more in, cause I'm here to talk with y'all and get closer with y'all any way I can, but y'all gotta help me. It can't just be me on this journey, my nigga. But yeah. How y'all day been going? How life been going? I ain't recorded in a couple of days, in like a week or two. It's been a week, probably, so a week and a half. But I've been trying to build up these episodes for y'all, so when y'all hear these motherfuckers, y'all gonna fuck with them. It's gonna be what y'all waiting on. What y'all waiting on? Like how Chief dropped that Almighty Soul too. Yeah. Root dropping that shit. That hot shit. Nugle. I ain't gonna lie, I think I'm finna call somebody and see. You know, get a little, yeah. I wonder what Uncle. Young niggas, the question is, young niggas ain't got the same mindset how we had when we was coming up. Like, when we went and did some shit, we went and done it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, it's just straight like that. Like, it ain't no way around this shit. But you know not to bring that shit back home. These niggas don't give a fuck. They letting their whole family know with some bullshit.
We're gonna speak on just the young man entirely. Most of the young men are lost. Most of the young men, they never found their way to God. They never sat down and put their goals together in life. So they reaping the life that they sowed in their youth. Like, when you young man, somebody's supposed to step to you and you're gonna say, damn, you a role model. I wanna be like you. Whether that's anybody, any other male influence.
Right.
Because I'm a firm believer in it take a man to raise a man.
Hell yeah.
You put a boy around a whole bunch of boys and then they all lost. But if one man step in front of that, it's like now the whole team got a mission. The whole team got a goal. And we can't really speak on the lost boys, but because it's grown men right now, they still lost.
Right.
Can't say neither not. Like, if I could just speak on it for 1 second. I'm gonna say I just pray for him. That's about the best I could do. Cause, yeah, we all know what it is to lose your life. We all know what it is to stand on business. We all know what it is to go to jail. But then tell me about how you done put a family together. Tell me about how you done built something that you can stand on.
Right.
Tell me about how you can sit back and not look over your shoulder. Wise man once told me, if you got a fear what's coming behind your back, you living wrong. You need to change it up.
Hell yeah, boy. Hell yeah. Uncle. I ain't gonna lie. You sound like me over there, boy.
Shit. Hell, I might lose it time to time, but who you get it from, goddammit? It's a family mission. We ain't always on top, but we gonna find our way.
Hell,
it took a village to make us, goddammit. And our village is strong. It's sad to say that other people don't understand what a village is. And then they get in their life, and then they stuck in that solitude mentality, thinking the whole world is against them. They done burnt every bridge. No, nobody explained to you how to take care of your village, because your village gonna take care of you.
Hell yeah. Bitch, you just said a lot. I ain't gonna. Damn.
Oh, nigga, when it come to that wisdom shit, I be to it. Like, I'm not just a hypocrite. I follow my own words. Right now, I got a Jamaican that owe me $5,100. I text him today. I say, man, I ain't finna get on bullshit with you. I ain't finna get on bully with you. You called the police on me. You did all this hooping and hollering when the police showed up. I'm giving it to God. But no, you're not a man in my eyes. Let that shit go. I'm not finna sit here and fight with little boys.
Hey,
this shit ain't worth my goddamn time. You just gonna run and tell. Versus, all right. Pull up, I'm pulling up with a breath of wind, like, come on now, the wind that blew me in. I pull up so goddamn fast. But it's like, when you're dealing with little boys, they ass just gonna do some bullshit like tail. Oh shit, you wasting my time, cause grown man business don't involve little boys.
At all.
When this grown man business come to it, that's when all that shit go out the window. Ain't no more talking, it's all action.
Off
that 5,100, you gonna feel some type of way, but I look at that shit strong. Cause man, his wife gotta book me. I pulled his wife, books me, pulled up her phone number, pulled up the address, text his wife, talking about, when can I get my head done? Let him know off the rip, boy, you ain't disappearing, you ain't ghosting nobody. If I wanted you, I would've had you.
Hell yeah.
Grown man business don't hit little boys.
That's what I'm
crazy.
Saying.
That nigga in his 40s.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I ain't heard about it. He owe me $5,100 right now. On paper, I could have just reported him to the IRS. I could have just reported him to the Attorney General. I looked at that shit like, man, if anything, I got me a new job already. I got me a great life. And my shit coming beautifully. I ain't finna sit here and go out of my way to lose my peace. I ain't heard about no money. I go get some more grown man shit.
Hell yeah. Well, I'll tell the motherfucker about that gun. That shit wasn't nothing. That ain't nothing but a
fuck. Them small steps to a giant. You telling me we 10 grand in, 20 grand in guns. We ain't looking back no more. You think you got a one-up? Karma's gonna catch you. Karma gonna do you way worse than I could sit here and plot and plan.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Give it to God, because I know God gonna find out. God gonna put it right in front of you. He gonna prepare a table for me in front of my enemies. The nigga gonna give me a folding chair. I'm gonna be able to pop the folding chair in front of your ass, sit in the folding chair, cross my fingers, and laugh like Dr. Evil.
Come on now. And tap them bitches, goddamn.
I let God put it together. I ain't even asked for the folding chair. That's how strong it is.
Nah, for real. That's the way I've been thinking, for real, huh?
Man, as soon as you let everything go and give it to God, you can't lose. Because it ain't in our plan. It ain't in our plan at all. We are planning that shit out thinking, hey, man, it gotta go this way. Old time, he gonna destroy our plan just to get us on his track. Well, shit, let me not waste no time, man. It's yours from the jump. Mm-hmm. Sit back in life and think, like, man, everything I prayed for, I got. Everything I prayed for, he gave. Who am I to fool myself into thinking that I could create something different?
Right. Once people realize that, they'll see life ain't what they think it is. Life is way more beautiful than it really is to them. They just gotta open their eyes and look at what they got.
People get stuck in the moment. They get stuck in what they looking at, not even realize that it's always darkest for the sun come out. You sit here and you see enough sunrises in your life, that experience will teach you, when I stay down, the sun gonna come up.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I'm talking about, it be dark than a motherfucker. Shit be looking pitch black outside. You know, we sit back, deep breath, and say, God, I know you got it. Ain't nothing I can do to change. The whole time, the sun come right on up. We smiling again. Couple of us wouldn't even know the sunrise without the darkness. You wouldn't even know you living your best life if you ain't go through the bullshit. And then one day you look back and you say, damn, I'd have been through so much shit. And then you look at where you want to be. And that's where it's like, damn, I done came so fucking far. Could have just lost it all on a split decision.
No, for real.
Look up. Nah, nigga, I made it.
With a big ass smile.
With a Chuck E. Cheese smile. I'm talking about, you ever see a little kid when you surprise him with the Chuck E. Cheese bullshit? That shit just get the cheese. It's like the little nigga finna go to Disney World. You ain't tell that nigga, the nigga see the motherfucking Mickey Mouse. He like, oh my fucking God. Paris is real.
Fuck it.
Yup, God did it. All you could do is just sit back and testify.
Hey, check it out. Hey, man, I ain't mean to cut you off, but Disney World is so real. You can bring a big ass teenager to Disney World and not tell them. Or nigga, you bring me to Disney World and not tell
them. You feel me? We in there hugging old Woody. Fuck you talking about? Smiling like a Buzz Lightyear in front of me. Can't nobody tell me shit.
Bitch, I ain't never been to motherfucking Disney World. Get me fucked up, bitch. I'm going to Disney World.
I took my kids to Disney World. That shit wasn't cheap. That shit wasn't cheap at all.
I'm not
gonna give up my pocket $3,000 just for a 3-day excursion. But hey, they smiled. Hey, yeah. They loved it.
It was worth it.
They was happy. And that's all. Hey, let me take this call, nephew.
Bet.
All right, look, love you, boy.
Later. Oh, man. That unk, y'all. So, whenever I say unk, that's unk. But Disney World, nigga. Bro, you bring me to Disney World at my big ass age of 24, nigga, and don't tell me I'm going. Surprise me with that shit. Nigga. I might pee on myself. But yeah, man.